Rappelle-moi.
Remind me. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Rappel
is the imperative form of the verb.
Rappeler,
meaning to remind. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Moi
is a direct object pronoun that means me. It is attached to the verb to indicate that the person being addressed is the object of the action. So,
rappelle-moi
means remind me.
Puis-je terminer?
May I finish? Breakdown.
Puis-je
is the formal way of saying may I in French. It's the conjugation of the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, in the first person singular, I, of the indicative mood.
Terminer
means to finish, and is in the infinitive form here. Is the question mark, indicating that this is a question. Key concepts. Formal language.
Puis-je
is a more formal way of asking permission than, can I, infinitive. The infinitive is used after the verb, to be able, when asking permission.
Puis-je en finir?
Can I finish this? Breakdown.
Puis-je.
This is the polite way to ask, can I? It's formed using the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to, conjugated in the present tense, with the pronoun.
Je.
I. It's followed by the infinitive.
En finir. En finir.
This means, to finish, or, to be done with, something. It's a common expression that emphasizes the desire to end something.
Puis-je m'en aller maintenant?
Can I leave now? Breakdown.
Puis-je.
Colon, this is the polite way of asking, can I? It is a contraction of
puis,
then, and
je,
I. It is followed by the verb in the infinitive form.
Ma.
Colon, this is a contraction of
me,
me, and
a.
From it slash from there. It indicates the direction or origin of the action.
Aller.
Colon, this is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form.
Maintenant.
Colon, this is an adverb meaning, now. Colon, this is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question.
Puis-je partir maintenant?
Can I leave now? Breakdown.
Puis-je.
This is the polite way of asking, can I? It's a contraction of
puis,
meaning, then, and
je,
meaning, I.
Partir.
This is the infinitive verb meaning, to leave.
Maintenant.
This is an adverb meaning, now. Key concepts. Polite form. Using
puis-je
instead of
je peux,
meaning I can, makes the sentence more polite. Infinitive verb
partir
is the infinitive form of the verb, which is used after
puis-je.
Adverb
maintenant
modifies the verb
partir,
indicating when the action takes place.
Demandez-leur.
Ask them. This is a command in the imperative mood, telling someone to do something.
Demandez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Demandez.
To ask. It is conjugated in the second person plural, which means it is directed at more than one person.
Leur
is the object pronoun that means them. In this sentence, it is the indirect object of the verb.
Demander
meaning that the person being asked is asking something of them.
Est-ce que je pourrais y aller maintenant?
Could I go there now? This is a question asking for permission to go somewhere. Breakdown.
Est-ce que
is a common way to start a question in French. It means, is it that? And can be used to rephrase a statement into a question.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Pourrais
is the conditional form of the verb, pouvoir, to be able to, indicating a polite request.
I
is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned place.
Aller
is the verb, to go.
Maintenant
means, now. Key concepts. Conditional tense. The conditional tense is often used to express polite requests or suggestions. Pronoun, why. This pronoun replaces a previously mentioned location, making the sentence more concise.
Je peux essayer.
I can try. This sentence is in the affirmative form of the present tense of the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to, can.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Peux
is the first person singular form of the present tense of
pouvoir.
Essayer is the infinitive form of the verb, to try.
Omar sait-il cuisiner?
Does Omar know how to cook? This sentence uses the
il,
he, form of the verb.
Savoir.
To know.
Savoir.
Is used to express knowledge or ability. The sentence structure is
sujet.
Subject, plus.
Verb.
Verb, plus.
Complément.
Complement. In this case, the
complément
is
cuisiner.
To cook, which is an infinitive verb.
Omar sait-il chanter?
Does Omar know how to sing? This sentence uses the
savoir
verb, which means to know, in the sense of knowing how to do something.
Savoir
is conjugated in the third person singular, present tense.
C'est chanter
is the infinitive verb meaning to sing. The question mark at the end indicates the sentence is a question.
On peut le faire.
We can do it. This is a question in the affirmative form, meaning that it is asking for confirmation.
On.
On. Is the pronoun meaning we, and it is the subject of the sentence.
Put.
Peut. Is the third person singular form of the verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
Which means to be able to, or to can.
Put.
Peut is conjugated to agree with the subject, on.
Ou.
Le.
Le.
Is the masculine definite article meaning the, and it is the direct object pronoun.
Faire.
Faire. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to do, or, to make. The sentence is a simple question asking for confirmation that the speaker and the listener can do something. The thing to be done is implied by the context.
Pouvons-nous le faire?
Can we do it? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. It uses the verb
pouvoir,
which means to be able to, or can.
Pouvoir
is conjugated in the present tense, first person plural, which is
pouvons,
which means we can.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it.
Faire
is the infinitive verb meaning to do. This is the verb that
pouvoir
modifies. The literal translation is, can we do it?
Peut-on le faire?
Can we do it? This sentence is a simple question in the
présent
present tense.
Peut-on
is the conjugation of the verb
pouvoir
to be able to, in the third person plural,
or
meaning we or one. It is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article, referring to the noun, it, or him, which is understood in this context.
Faire
is the infinitive verb, to do, or to make. The sentence asks whether or not it is possible to do something that is understood within the context of the conversation.
Pouvons-nous partir?
Can we leave? This sentence is a question using the verb
pouvoir,
which means to be able to or can. The verb is conjugated in the first person plural
nous,
which means we. The infinitive
partir,
meaning to leave, follows. This is an example of a simple question structure, using the auxiliary verb
pouvoir
in the interrogative form, which is simply the subject pronoun
nous,
followed by the verb and the infinitive.
Peut-on s'en aller?
Can we go? This sentence is a question, and it uses the formal on to refer to we in a more polite way.
Peut-on
is the verb pouvoir to be able to, conjugated in the third person plural and in the present tense, meaning can. The on is a pronoun referring to we, but in a more formal way.
S'en aller
is a reflexive pronoun plus verb phrase.
S
is the reflexive pronoun, C, which is used to indicate that the action of the verb is being performed on oneself.
R
is a pronoun that can have multiple meanings, but here it means, from here.
Aller
is the verb, to go. The full phrase means, to go away. So, the entire phrase means, can we go away? Or, can we leave?
Pouvons-nous commencer?
Can we begin? This sentence is a simple question in the
vous
form of the verb
pouvoir
to be able to.
Pouvons
is the first person plural form of the present tense of the verb
pouvoir,
meaning can we.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we.
Commencer
is the infinitive form of the verb
commencer,
meaning to begin. The question asks if the group can begin something, likely the lesson.
Recul.
This means step back or move back.
The verb reculer
means to move back or to retreat. It is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. The exclamation mark emphasizes the urgency of the command.
Peux-tu venir?
Can you come? This is a simple question using the verb
pouvoir
to be able to, conjugated in the present tense.
Peux is
the first person singular form of
pouvoir
in the present tense, meaning I can.
Tu
is the pronoun for you in the singular, informal form.
Venir
is the infinitive form of the verb to come. The question, can you come, is literally translated as can you come in French.
Pouvez-vous venir?
Can you come? The sentence uses the formal
vous
form of the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, in the present tense.
Pouvez-vous
is the formal way of asking if someone is able to do something. It literally translates to, can you
venir?
Means, to come.
Pouvez-vous aider?
Can you help? This sentence is a simple question in the formal form, meaning it is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, or someone you are showing respect to. Pouvez is the formal conjugation of the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, in the present tense, third person plural, you, vous, is the formal pronoun for, you, aider, is the infinitive verb form of
aider.
To help.
Peux-tu aider?
Can you help? This sentence is a simple question using the formal, vous, form of the verb, pouvoir, to be able to.
Peux.
Is the conjugated form of the verb, pouvoir, in the present tense, second person plural.
Tu.
Is the pronoun, you, formal.
Aider.
Is the infinitive form of the verb, aider, to help. This sentence implies a request for assistance, and can be used in a variety of situations, such as asking for help with a task, or requesting directions.
Peux-tu donner un coup de main?
Could you give me a hand? This sentence is a request for help. Let's break it down. Peux-tu is a contraction of the words
pouvoir,
to be able to, and
tu,
you, the verb
pouvoir,
is conjugated in the present tense,
peux,
being the first person singular form. Donner means to give. Un coup de main literally means a blow of the hand, and is an idiom that means help, assistance. The question mark at the end indicates this is a request.
Peux-tu lire?
Can you read? This is a simple question in the informal
tu
form, meaning you, in a casual or familiar context.
Peux-tu
is the informal conjugation of the verb
pouvoir,
to be able, in the present tense, meaning can you
lire?
Is the infinitive form of the verb to read.
Pouvez-vous rester?
Can you stay? This sentence is a polite request, using the formal vous instead of the informal tu.
Pouvez-vous
means can you, and is formed by combining the verb pouvoir, to be able to, in its formal polite form, pouvez, and the pronoun, vous, you.
Rester
means to stay, and is the infinitive form of the verb. In this context, it's used in its present tense, vous restez. The sentence ends with a question mark, indicating it is a request for confirmation.
Sais-tu nager?
Do you know how to swim? This sentence uses the
tu
form of the verb
savoir,
which means to know. The sentence literally translates to, do you know to swim?
Nager
means to swim. The question is in the familiar form, which is used when addressing someone you know well, or when speaking informally.
Est-ce que tu sais nager?
Do you know how to swim? This sentence uses the interrogative construction
est-ce que,
which literally means, is it not, and is used to form questions in French.
Tu
is the informal second person singular pronoun, meaning, you.
C'est
is the present tense of the verb
savoir.
To know, conjugated for the second person singular.
Nager
is the infinitive form of the verb, to swim. The entire sentence can be understood as, is it that you know to swim? Which translates directly to, do you know how to swim?
Est-ce que vous savez nager?
Do you know how to swim? This sentence asks a question about the ability to swim. Let's break it down.
Est-ce que
is a common way to start a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that? It's used to make a statement into a question.
Vous
is the formal, you.
Savez
is the verb, to know, in the present tense, conjugated for the second person plural, formal, you.
Nager
is the infinitive verb, to swim. Is the question mark.
Reculer.
Step back. This is a command in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French.
Reculer
is the imperative form of the verb
reculer,
which means to step back or to retreat.
Commence.
The sentence begins with the verb
commence,
which means begin in English. The verb is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. This sentence is a direct command, essentially telling the listener to start something.
Savez-vous nager?
Do you know how to swim? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense.
Savez
is the
vous
form of the verb
savoir,
to know. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Vous
is the formal or plural pronoun for you.
Nager
is the infinitive of the verb to swim. Is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question.
Peux-tu marcher?
Can you walk? This is a simple question in the French language. Breakdown.
Peux-tu
is the conjugated form of the verb
pouvoir,
to be able to, in the present tense, second person singular, you. It's similar to the English, can, or, are you able to.
Marcher
is the infinitive verb meaning, to walk.
Tu
is the subject pronoun, meaning, you. The sentence is structured as a question in French using the word order, verb plus subject plus object. This sentence is also an example of a direct object pronoun, as
tu
acts directly on the verb, marcher, and receives the action of walking.
Pouvez-vous marcher?
This means, can you walk? The sentence uses the verb
pouvoir,
which means, to be able to, or, can. It is conjugated in the present tense, and the
vous
form is used, which is the formal, you. The verb
marcher
means, to walk, and is also in the infinitive form. This is a simple question asking, if someone is capable of walking.
Regardez autour de vous.
Look around you. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request. Regardez.
Regardez
is the verb regarder.
Regardez.
To look, conjugated in the imperative mood, second person plural, you all. Autour de vous.
Autour de vous
is a prepositional phrase meaning, around you.
Autour.
Autour is a preposition meaning, around.
De.
De is a preposition meaning of.
Whose. Who.
Is the pronoun you in the plural form.
Vérifier.
Check it. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. It's the familiar form of the imperative, used to someone you know well, or to children.
Vérifier.
Is the second person plural of the verb.
Vérifier.
Which means, to check, or, to verify.
Vérifie.
Check it. The verb.
Vérifie.
Is in the imperative mood, which means it's a command. It's the second person singular, meaning it's addressed to one person. The command is to check something.
Vérifie.
Check it. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command or request.
Vérifie.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Vérifier.
To verify, to check. It is in the second person singular form, which means it is directed at a single person, you.
Viens-y immédiatement.
Come here immediately. This sentence is a command, using the imperative mood.
Viens.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, meaning, come.
Ici.
Means, here.
Immédiatement.
Means, immediately, and acts as an adverb modifying the verb.
Viens. Reviens à l'intérieur.
Come back inside.
The verb.
Reviens. Is a conjugation of the verb.
Revenir.
Which means, to come back. It is conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular. The imperative mood is used to give a command.
Reviens.
Means, come back, to one person.
À.
Is a preposition that means, to, or, at, and.
Elle.
Is a contraction of.
Le.
And.
Le.
Which is a definite article meaning, the. The definite article is used before a noun that has already been mentioned, or is understood.
Intérieur.
Means, inside. This sentence literally translates as, come back to the inside, but the implied meaning is, come back inside.
Venez m'aider.
Come help me. The sentence is a command, using the informal, to, form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, which is.
Viens.
The pronoun.
Me.
Is used in the object form.
M.
Because it is the object of the verb.
Aider.
To help.
Viens m'aider.
Come help me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Viens.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, and it is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed at you.
M'aider.
Is the infinitive.
Aider.
To help, with the pronoun.
Me
attached to it. This is an example of a pronoun being attached directly to a verb to indicate who is being helped. So, the full sentence means, come help me.
Tom.
Come in, Tom. Breakdown. This is the imperative form of the verb, enter, which means, to enter. It is the command form, telling someone to do something.
Tom.
This is the name Tom. This sentence is a simple command, instructing Tom to enter.
Viens nous rejoindre.
come join us. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or a request. It is in the familiar form, meaning it is addressed to a friend, family member, or someone the speaker knows well. Breakdown.
Yeah.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come. It is in the second person singular, meaning you.
Nous.
This is the pronoun, us.
Rejoindre.
This is the infinitive verb, to join.
Le.
A. Infinitive ending is dropped, and the. Ending is added to form the imperative. This is the exclamation mark, which indicates that the sentence is a command, or an exclamation.
Viens te joindre à nous.
Come join us. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command, or request.
Viens.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, in the second person singular. It means, come.
Te.
Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, you. It is used here in a reflexive sense, meaning, yourself.
Joindre
means to join. The infinitive is used here with the preposition
à.
To create a verbal phrase that means to join something.
Nous
is the object of the preposition
à,
meaning us. So the sentence literally translates to come join yourself to us. However, in English, we would simply say, come join us.
Venez-vous joindre à nous.
Come join us. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. It is composed of
venez.
This is the imperative form of the verb
venir,
meaning to come. In this case, it is in the plural form, meaning come, addressed to multiple people.
Vous.
This is the pronoun, you, used as the object of the verb. It is the formal, you, used in more formal situations, or when addressing someone you don't know well.
Joindre.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to join. Here, it is used with the preposition
à.
To indicate the action of joining something, or someone.
Nous.
This is the pronoun, we, referring to the speaker, and whoever they are with. Therefore, the sentence translates to, come join us. This is an invitation to join the speaker, and whoever they are with.
Venez nous rejoindre.
Come join us. This sentence is a friendly invitation using the imperative verb.
Venez.
Which means, come, in the informal plural form. It is followed by
nous,
meaning, us, and
rejoindre,
which means, to join. The exclamation point emphasizes the enthusiasm for the invitation.
Descendez.
Get down. This is a simple imperative verb in the
vous
form, meaning, you, plural, or formal singular. The verb
descendre
means to go down or to descend. The command form
descendez
directly tells someone or a group of people to get down.
Descend.
This means go down. The word
descend
is the third person singular present tense form of the verb
descendre,
which means to go down. This form is used when the subject of the sentence is he, she, or it. In this case, the subject is implied and understood to be you. So, the phrase descends is a command, instructing someone to go down.
Allez, Omar.
Come on, Omar. Breakdown.
Aller
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. It is used to give a command or encouragement. In this context, it means go or come on. Omar is a proper noun indicating the name of the person being addressed. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is used to give commands or make requests. Direct address. The phrase directly addresses the person named Omar.
Recule.
Move back. This is a simple imperative verb.
Recule.
Meaning, move back. It is the informal, singular form of the verb.
Viador.
Come outside. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Via
is the imperative form of the verb venir, to come. It means come in this context.
Door
means outside. So, the sentence is a direct command to come outside.
Venez à l'extérieur.
Come outside. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. It is composed of the verb
venir
in the imperative form
venez,
followed by the preposition
à
and the noun
l'extérieur,
which means outside.
Le
l is a contraction of
le
and
l,
and the
exterior
is a masculine noun. The sentence could also be translated as come to the outside, but the more common translation is come outside.
Viens vite.
Come quickly. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Viens
is the imperative form of the verb
venir,
to come. It's the singular form, meaning it's directed at one person.
Vite
means quickly and is an adverb modifying the verb
venir. Venez vite.
Come quickly. This sentence is a simple imperative, telling someone to come quickly.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb
venir,
to come. It is the informal form used when addressing someone you know well, or a group of people.
Vite
is an adverb meaning quickly or fast.
Dépêche-toi de venir.
Hurry up and come. The sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Dépêche-toi
is a verb in the imperative form of the verb
se dépêcher,
to hurry.
Le toi
ending means yourself and makes it a reflexive verb.
Devenir
is an infinitive phrase meaning to come. It acts as the object of the verb.
Dépêche-toi.
The entire sentence can be interpreted as a direct command to someone to hurry yourself up and come.
Dépêchez-vous de venir.
Hurry up and come. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Dépêchez
is the imperative form of the verb
dépêcher,
to hurry. It is conjugated in the second person plural.
Vous
meaning you, plural.
Vous
is the pronoun, but it is often omitted in informal imperative sentences in French.
De
is a preposition meaning of or to in this context, indicating the purpose of the hurry.
Venir
is the infinitive form of the verb
venir,
to come. So, The entire phrase means, hurry yourselves to come. Or, hurry up, and come.
Nyamit.
Come quickly. The sentence is a command, meaning it is giving an order.
Nya
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, meaning, come. It is used for the informal, you.
Meet
is an adverb that means, quickly. It modifies the verb.
Nya. Venir meet.
Come quickly. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, which is used to give a command, or make a request.
Meet
is an adverb meaning, quickly. It modifies the verb.
Venez.
To specify the manner in which the action should be performed.
Approche.
Come closer. Breakdown. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it's a command, or request.
Approche
is the imperative form of the verb.
Approcher,
which means, to approach.
Approcher.
Come closer. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning a command.
Approcher
is the imperative form of the verb.
Approcher,
meaning, to approach. Since it is a command, it is addressed to a group of people, so the ending is used.
Reculer.
Move back. The verb
reculer
means, to move back, or, to retreat. The imperative form
recule
is the command form, used to tell someone to do something.
Venez avec moi.
Come with me. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command, or request.
Venez
is the imperative form of the verb, venir, to come. It's the plural form, meaning it's addressing more than one person.
Avec
is a preposition meaning, with.
Moi
is the pronoun, me. So, the full sentence translates to, come with me.
Viens avec moi.
Come with me. This is an imperative sentence, which means it is a command, or request.
Viens
is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come. It means, come.
Avec
means, with, and is a preposition.
Moi
means, me, and is a pronoun. The sentence uses the informal, to, form of the imperative, which is used when speaking to someone you know well. If you wanted to be more formal, you would use the, vous, form, which would be,
venez avec moi. Accompagne-moi.
The sentence means, accompany me. This is a simple imperative sentence. Accompagne is the imperative form of the verb.
Accompagner.
Meaning, to accompany. Moi is a direct object pronoun meaning, me, and attached to the verb. Here the sentence implies a request, or command to the listener to accompany the speaker.
Venez avec nous.
Come with us. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase, meaning it is a command, or request.
Venez.
Venez is the imperative form of the verb.
Venir.
To come. It is used to tell someone to come.
Avec.
Avec means, with.
Nous.
Nous is the pronoun for, us. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, come with us.
Baisse-le-tout.
Lower your tone.
Baisse.
means lower, but in this context, it's used to suggest lowering the volume or intensity of one's voice. L is the definite article, the. T means tone, specifically referring to the tone of voice. Could we sit down? This sentence is a polite request, using the conditional tense of the verb. Pouvoir. To be able to express possibility. Pourrions-nous is the first person plural conditional form of pouvoir. Meaning, could we? Nous is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we. Asseoir is the infinitive verb, to sit down. The verb is in the infinitive form, because it is being used with the modal verb. Pouvoir. The sentence is grammatically correct, and polite, using a formal tone appropriate for asking a question. Remplace-moi. Replace me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. The verb remplacer means to replace. It is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is the same form as the infinitive. The pronoun moi means me and is the direct object of the verb. So, the sentence is a direct command to someone to replace the speaker. Arrête. Stop. This is a simple imperative verb. Arrêtez. Meaning to stop, but in the imperative form, it means stop. Arrête is the informal singular form of arrêtez. Meaning stop. You would use it with someone you know well, like a friend or family member. Arrêtez. Stop. The sentence consists of the imperative verb. Arrêtez. Meaning, stop. The imperative is used to give commands or instructions and is often used in formal contexts. Arrêtez ça. Stop that. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Arrêtez is the imperative form of the verb arrêtez, which means to stop. The a ending is used for the vous form, which is the formal you in French. This makes the command more polite and formal. Ça refers to that and is the object of the verb. Arrêtez. Retire-toi. This means get out or go away. The sentence consists of two parts. Retire-toi is the imperative form of the verb retirer, which means to withdraw or to go away. The imperative is the form used to give a direct command. Toi is the reflexive pronoun that is used to indicate that the subject of the sentence is also the object of the action. In this case, it refers to the person being addressed. The sentence is a very direct and forceful command. Arrête ça. Stop it. Arrête is the imperative form of the verb. Arrêtez, meaning to stop. Ça is a pronoun that means that or it and refers to the action that the speaker wants the person to stop. So the whole sentence means stop that or stop doing that. Décrit Tom. Describe Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command. It asks the listener to décrire. Describe Tom. Décrit is the second person singular form of the verb.
Declare.
To describe, conjugated in the imperative mood. It is used when giving a direct command to someone.
Tom.
Is the proper noun referring to the person who needs to be described?
Est-ce que Omar a appelé?
Did Omar call? This is a simple question in the
passé composé
tense.
Est-ce que
is a formal way to start a question, similar to, is it that?
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun.
A appeler
is the verb.
Appeler.
To call, conjugated in the
passé composé
tense, which uses the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, and the past participle of the main verb, since
Omar
is a singular subject, the past participle
appeler
is not changed. So the sentence can be broken down literally as, is it that Omar has called?
Omar est-il tombé?
Did Omar fall? This sentence uses the
est-ce que
construction, which is a common way to ask questions in French. It literally translates to, is it that? But it functions as a question word.
The verb
est is the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be, and is conjugated in the present tense. The word
il
he is implied in the sentence, as it is the subject of the verb
est
and is understood to be the person being asked about. The word
tomber
is the past participle of the verb
tomber,
to fall. The final word in the sentence is a question mark, indicating that it is a question.
Omar a-t-il aidé?
Did Omar help? This is an interrogative sentence, asking whether Omar helped.
A-t-il
is a contraction of
a-t-e
and
il.
It means, has he, and is the subject pronoun, which is in agreement with the third person singular masculine subject.
Omar aidé
means, helped, and is the past participle of the verb
aidé.
It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Omar.
The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the auxiliary verb
avoir
in the interrogative form. This is because the verb
aimer
is a regular verb that requires the auxiliary
avoir
to form its compound tenses. The sentence is also an example of subject-verb inversion in French, where the verb is placed before the subject. This is a common feature of interrogative sentences in French.
Omar était au courant.
Omar was aware. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the imperfect tense of the verb être, which means to be. The imperfect tense in French is used to describe actions that were happening in the past, but are not necessarily completed. The phrase
au courant
means aware, and is a common French idiom. Therefore, the sentence means Omar was aware.
Omar savait-il?
Did Omar know? This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past. The verb
savoir
to know is conjugated in the
passé composé
with the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, and the past participle
sous
le
passé composé
is formed by the auxiliary verb
avoir
conjugated in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb avoir is conjugated in the third person singular a, and the past participle of savoir is su. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates that it is a question.
Omar a-t-il chanté?
Did Omar sing? This is a simple question in the past tense.
A-t-il
is the contraction of a, has, and
il.
He
chanté
is the past participle of the verb
chanté,
to sing. It is used here in the past tense after the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have. The sentence is a simple question about whether Omar performed the action of singing in the past.
Omar est-il resté?
Did Omar stay? This sentence is a simple question in the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French. Let's break it down.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male person.
Est-il
is the verb, to be, in the third person singular, conjugated in the
passé composé
tense and interrogative form. The
il
ending indicates a question.
Resté
is the past participle of the verb, to stay, which is
resté.
The
accent aigu
ending on the past participle indicates that it agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is masculine singular. So, the sentence literally translates to, did Omar be stayed? But in English, we translate the
passé composé
using the did auxiliary verb with the base form of the verb, resulting in, did Omar stay?
Omar a-t-il nagé?
Did Omar swim? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question. It uses the inverted word order common in French questions.
A-t-il
is the inverted form of
il a.
He has, in this context, avoir, to have, is used to form the past participle of the verb nager, to swim.
Nager
is the past participle of nager, to swim. It is used with avoir to form the past tense in this sentence. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, has he swum? However, in English, we would simply say, did Omar swim?
Retirez-vous.
This means, leave. The verb is
retirer,
which means, to withdraw, or, to remove. The reflexive pronoun
vous
is used here, making it, yourself. The word
retirer
can also be translated as, to retire, depending on context. In this case, the sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command. So, the full sentence is, remove yourself, or, leave.
Omar a voté?
Did Omar vote? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The verb
a voté
is conjugated in the past participle
voté,
which means voted in English. This implies that the action of voting has already happened. The subject of the sentence is Omar. The question word
a
is a contraction of
est-ce,
which means is it not in English, and is a common way to form questions in French. When translated, the sentence will sound like, did Omar vote?
Tu avais appelé?
You had called? This sentence is in the
passé composé.
which is the most common past tense in French. It's made up of two parts. The auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the past tense. Avoir. You had the past participle of the main verb. Appeler. Called. The sentence structure is simple. Subject. Tu. You, plus auxiliary verb plus past participle. This sentence implies that the speaker is asking if the listener had called at some point in the past. As-tu donné un coup de main? Did you give a helping hand? Breakdown. As-tu. This is the interrogative form of the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the second person singular, you. It translates to, have you. Donné. This is the past participle of the verb donner, to give. Un coup de main. This is a common French idiom meaning, a helping hand. It literally translates to, a blow of the hand. Key concepts. Interrogative form. The sentence uses the interrogative form of the verb, avoir, to ask a question. Past participle. The past participle, donné, is used to indicate an action that has already happened. Idiom. The phrase, un coup de main, is an idiom that conveys a specific meaning beyond its literal translation.